Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights plight of Global South at G20 summit in Brazil. Urges nations to prioritize adverse effects of global conflicts on food, fuel and fertilizer supplies. Prime Minister holds bilateral meetings with various leaders on the sidelines of the summit. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announces resumption of talks on free trade agreement with India. All arrangements in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. By-polls in 15 assembly constituencies in 4 states to be held as well. Home Minister Amit Shah says country achieved remarkable success in reducing insurgency-related violence. Air quality in Delhi NCR breaches severe plus level. Delhi government seeks centre's permission for cloud seeding to induce artificial rain. Stock market rebounds by over 1% in afternoon trade after value buying at lower levels. And in Women's Asian Champions Hockey, India to take on Japan in semi-final this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Global South is facing crisis due to global conflicts. The Prime Minister said this while addressing G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, emphasizing the plight of the Global South. He highlighted the adverse effects of global conflicts on food, fuel and fertilizer supplies, urging the G20 to prioritize these nations' challenges. Addressing the session on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty, Mr. Modi underscored the disproportionate impact of global conflicts on the Global South. The summit saw the launch of a global alliance to combat poverty and hunger, supported by 80 nations. Our correspondent has filed this report as the G20 summit enters the second day.
The first day of the G20 summit had successful sessions on Global Alliance on Hunger and Poverty and reforms in the Global Governance Institute on one hand, whereas on the other hand, it has several bilateral meetings attended by PM Modi. Bilateral with state heads of UK, Norway, Indonesia, Italy and France were held on day one. Talking points of the meeting were the reaffirming the cooperation on the front of trade, defence, tourism and some other topics like AI, green energy, space, etc. PM also announced of opening of 2 new consulates in UK. The highlight of the day was the declaration of the Rio de Janeiro Declaration for 2024 G20 Summit. It focuses on a broad range of issues including sustainable development, climate change, global health, economic recovery and the future of multilateralism. For the second day, the members will be participating in 2 sessions, sustainable development and energy transition and the second session on digital infrastructure. PM Modi will be addressing the session of sustainable development and energy transition. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Brazil.
Prime Minister Modi held crucial meetings and several interactions with global leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. The Prime Minister shared details of his discussions through a series of posts on social media today. He has highlighted his engagements with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. Following the meeting with the EU President, Prime Minister Modi said, India will keep working closely with the EU for the global good. With Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, the Prime Minister discussed enhancing ties in commerce, healthcare and security, marking 75 years of India-Indonesia diplomatic relations. On the other hand, talks with Portuguese Prime Minister Luis Montenegro focused on renewable energy, green hydrogen and defence cooperation. The Prime Minister also met British PM Keir Starmer. It's for the first time that the two leaders met. Both the leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership with the focus on economy, trade, new and emerging technologies, among others. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced the relaunch of the stalled talks for a free trade agreement or FTA with India early next year. Both the leaders underlined the importance of resuming the FTA and negotiations at an early date. The PM's meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron was focused on the closely working sectors of space, energy, AI and other futuristic areas. The PM welcomed President Macron to organize the forthcoming AI Action Summit in France. Back home, all arrangements have been put in place for the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. By-elections will also be held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly constituencies spread over four states, namely Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. In Jharkhand, assembly elections are being held in two phases. Voting in 38 constituencies in 12 districts will be held in the second phase. It will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 5 p.m., barring some sensitive booths where voting will conclude at 4 p.m. We are now joined by our correspondent, Bhupendra Singh from Ranchi, for more details. Bhupendra, what is the importance of this phase of elections?
Saurabh, this final phase is very crucial. In this crucial phase, several high-profile candidates are in the fray. GMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren, Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi, AJSU Party Chief Sudhir Mehto, GMM leader Ravindra Mehto, Kalpana Soren, Basant Soren's fate will be locked tomorrow. Our four ministers, Irfan Ansari, Hafizul Hasan, Bika Pandey Singh and Baby Devi are also some of the key figures who are in the fray. If you talk about the candidates, a total of 528 candidates, including 55 women, are competing in this phase. And all the arrangements have been made for conduct of a smooth election in the state by the Election Commission. To facilitate voting, 14,218 polling booths have been set up, with 7,000 identified as critical from a security standpoint. Back to you.
Thanks, Bhupendra. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. A total of 4,136 candidates are in the fray, which include 2,086 independent contenders. The BJP is contesting in 149 seats, Shiv Sena 81, and Ajit Pawar-led NCP has fielded candidates in 59 constituencies. The Congress has fielded 101 candidates, Shiv Sena UBT 95, and NCP-SP has put up 86 candidates. BSP has fielded 237 candidates and AIMIM 17. Our correspondent reports that during the recent Lok Sabha elections, Maharashtra recorded a low voter turnout of 61.33%. According to the Election Commission, the issue of urban and youth apathy is a major concern for the poll panel. Speaking to Akashvani News, Maharashtra Chief Electoral Officer S. Chokalingam said that the Election Commission in the state is making concerted efforts to increase voter turnout in Mumbai and elsewhere.
To ensure that urban voters vote in full force, Election Commission have taken few more steps in this election. The election has been kept on the middle of the week so that everyone will be here for voting. As a special gesture, Election Commission has permitted opening of 1,185 polling booths in the high-rise building and cooperative housing societies so that people belonging to those buildings and societies can open in their area only.
We now go over live to our correspondent Samarjeet Thakur in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar. Samarjeet, what are the preparations for tomorrow's voting?
Yes, preparations for elections in 46 assembly constituents across 8 districts of Marathwada region are complete, and polling teams have begun dispatching to their respective stations. Since Nanded district will witness both Lok Sabha by-election and assembly election, the security measures are also in place. The region has 1.56 crore registered voters, more than 35,000 police personnel, and 10,000. Yes.
Right, Samarjeet. Thank you so much for that update. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the 50th All India Police Science Conference in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. The event was jointly organized by the Bureau of Police Research and Development, BPRD, and the National Raksha Shakti University. Speaking at the inauguration, the Home Minister highlighted the significant transformations India has undergone over the past 50 years, which have also influenced global dynamics. He emphasized that these changes have necessitated a shift in the nature and functioning of the police force. Providing further insights, Mr. Shah noted that over the last decade, the country has achieved remarkable success in reducing violence in the most conflict-prone regions.
तीन क्षेत्र बहुत डिस्टर्ब माने जाते थे कश्मीर उत्तर पूर्व और नक्सलवाद पीड़ित क्षेत्र ये तीनों क्षेत्र में हमने सुरक्षा स्थिति में काफी सुधार किया है विगत 10 साल के आंकड़े और इसके आगे के 10 साल को आंकड़ों का तुलनात्मक अभ्यास करें तो लगभग 70% हिंसा हम कम करने में सफल हुए और इसके लिए ढेर सारे लोगों ने मनोयोग के साथ सरकार के उद्देश्यों को सफल करने में काम किया
Delhi government has urged the centre to grant permission for cloud seeding to induce artificial rain in the national capital to combat the severe air pollution crisis. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai has written to Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav requesting an emergency meeting on air pollution. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Rai said that experts have been consulted and it is time to induce artificial rain to disperse the smog and improve air quality in Delhi NCR.
हमने कल से तमाम एक्सपर्ट से बात की ये जो स्मॉग की चादर जो छाई हुई है इसको कैसे तोड़ा जा सकता है इसका क्या इमीडिएट समाधान है हमें लगता है कि अब वो समय आ गया है कि दिल्ली के अंदर इस स्मॉग की चादर को तोड़ने के लिए दिल्ली के लोगों को प्रदूषण से मुक्त कराने के लिए आर्टिफिशियल रेन कराई जाए इसके लिए आज मैं फिर भारतीय जनता पार्टी की केंद्र सरकार में पर्यावरण मंत्री माननीय भूपेंद्र यादव जी को चिट्ठी लिख रहा हूं
Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to deteriorate, breaching the severe plus level with an air quality index or AQI of 473 as of at 1 p.m. today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of Delhi are witnessing over 480 AQI levels, which come under the severe plus category. In view of the deteriorating air quality, schools in Delhi, Ghaziabad and Noida have shifted to online classes starting today, a move that will continue until further notice. Chief Justice of India CJI Sanjeev Khanna today said that all judges have been asked to allow virtual hearings wherever possible in view of the severe pollution levels in the national capital region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's vision for a free, open and secure maritime network is finding resonance across the world. Mr. Modi stated this while lauding the efforts of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways for successfully organizing in Sagar Manthan the Oceans Dialogue in New Delhi. He said that Sagar Manthan's success will build consensus for partnerships of a prosperous future of humanity. The three-day Indian Air Force's biannual Commanders' Conference is currently underway in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh addressed the conference today, which also saw the presence of the Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh. The conference focuses on reviewing the operational readiness of the Indian Air Force, with special emphasis on winter operations along the northern borders. Senior commanders are discussing strategic and operational plans to enhance the force's capabilities and preparedness. The conference will conclude tomorrow. Government has convened an all-party meeting on the 24th of this month ahead of the winter session of Parliament. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The winter session is scheduled to take place from the 25th of this month to the 20th of December. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher in today's afternoon trade today, driven by value buying at lower levels and robust demand for blue chip stocks. Earlier, both the indices opened in positive territory, recovering from losses incurred in previous sessions. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 1,056 points or 1.37% to 78,395, while the NSE Nifty 50 climbed 312 points or 1.33% to 23,766 when reports last came in. And in Women's Asian Champions Hockey Trophy 2024, semi-finals will be played today. The first semi-final between China and Malaysia will start in a short while at Rajgir International Hockey Stadium. Later today, India will fight with Japan in the second semi-final at 4:45 p.m. India will fight with Japan in the second semi-final. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi highlights plight of Global South at G20 summit in Brazil. Also holds bilateral meetings with various leaders on the sidelines of the summit. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announces resumption of talks for FTA with India. All arrangements in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. Home Minister Amit Shah says country achieved remarkable success in reducing insurgency-related violence. air quality in Delhi NCR breaches Sevier Plus level, and in Women's Asian Champions Hockey, India to take on Japan in semi-final. With that, we end the midday news.